He's a humble park ranger who turned his back on a fortune. For decades, Northern Territory traditional owner Geoffrey Lee has refused to allow uranium mining at Coongara, a pocket of land surrounded by Kakadu National Park. His fight has taken him to Darwin, Sydney, and even Paris. This morning, he sat in Canberra as the federal government moved to protect his land forever. Mr. Lee and several environmentalists say both sides of politics should now ban mining anywhere near Kakadu. From Parliament House, James Glenday reports.
Geoffrey Lee doesn't really feel at home with the Canberra media pack. But after posing for dozens of photos, he sits down for a celebratory cigarette and begins to enjoy his day in the sun.
Today is, this is the day, this is the moment that I was waiting for a very long, long time.
Mr. Lee is from the Jock clan and the senior custodian of the Coongara uranium deposit, which is worth just under $2 billion. It's in the heart of Kakadu, but was excluded from the park in 1979, so the uranium could be mined.
Today I could be a rich man. Today, you know, I could be a rich man.
Billions of dollars.
You're talking billions of dollars. You know, you can offer me anything. You know, you can offer me anything, but my land is your cultural land.
If the Northern Territory government had its way, mining would start as soon as possible. If the Aborigines who live nearby had their way, it would not.
In 1981, a mine was given environmental approval, but didn't go ahead.
Although 2 years ago, the Canadian-owned Coongara project seemed sure of a speedy start, since then it's been far from smooth sailing for the company, because Coongara happens to be the first mine on Aboriginal land where the traditional owners have said no.
Geoffrey Lee rejected several offers from French energy company Areva, campaigned and got Coongara a World Heritage listing, then asked the federal government to incorporate Coongara into Kakadu. The Environment Minister Tony Burke started that process this morning.
There has always been, when you look at the boundary of Kakadu National Park, effectively a hole in the heart of it. If you go to the lookout, where you're looking across to Nulangi Rock, and you look across from that lookout that thousands of tourists visit every year, the land you are looking at is Coongara. This legislation being introduced into the Parliament allows us to complete the legacy of work that was massively advanced during the years of the Hawke Labor government.
Bob Hawke came to Canberra to see his work finished.
Kakadu was very important to me as well. I certainly lost some support over it. I didn't have the numbers, but I had the authority, so we got the right decision.
The completion of Kakadu National Park Bill will pass Parliament with the support of both major parties and the Greens. But Dave Sweeney from the Australian Conservation Foundation says the name of the bill is highly deceptive because there are still uranium projects within Kakadu.
There is an operating uranium mine. There is a proposal for a new underground mine, which is controversial, a new technique in Kakadu. And there's also the stalled and halted Jabiluka project.
He says both sides of politics need to stop any mining in the area.
There's an opportunity here to end an industry that's caused a lot of heartache, a lot of headlines, a lot of contest and controversy. We could draw a line under it quite painlessly and quite quickly now.
Geoffrey Lee agrees and says Indigenous people will be better off in the long run.
Kakadu is a world heritage. Kakadu is a world heritage. A lot of people come from all over the world to see Kakadu. We should be protecting all Kakadu, if you ask me.
The traditional owner, Geoffrey Lee.